Iran's hidden supreme leader, and the legitimacy vacuum. The funeral of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, Iran's supreme leader, killed in an Israeli strike, proceeded without the presence of his designated successor. Three of Khamenei's sons attended, but Mojtaba Khamenei, now Iran's supreme leader, was absent. The stated reason: fear of Israeli assassination. The admission is an extraordinary concession of vulnerability from a government that has long projected revolutionary invulnerability. Iran claimed that Secretary of State Rubio pressured 13 countries to skip the funeral, a significant diplomatic operation, if accurate, designed to isolate the new Iranian leadership at its most exposed moment. The Office of Supreme Leader derives its authority not merely from administrative appointment, but from visible religious legitimacy. A new supreme leader, whose effective coronation is taking place in an undisclosed security location, faces a structural credibility problem that will not resolve quickly. Trump compounded the pressure by stating publicly that the United States could take out Iran's leaders, but needs them for nuclear talks. A statement that simultaneously functions as threat and diplomatic overture. The framing puts Mojtaba Khamenei in an impossible position. Any concession to Washington risks appearing as capitulation to the government that killed his father. Trump also remarked that Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu knows who the boss is, a statement that implies direct American endorsement of, or credit for, the strike on the elder Khamenei. The broader regional picture offers little relief. The Saudi coalition vowed what it called unprecedented force against Houthi threats to oil hubs, but Saudi air defense stockpiles of Patriot interceptors are reportedly nearly exhausted after months of sustained drone and missile attacks, with replacement deliveries years away. The gap between stated posture and actual capability is a dangerous one. Meanwhile, CMACGM, one of the world's largest container shipping companies, is reportedly considering dismantling the San Antonio, a vessel so severely damaged in a Hormuz missile strike in May that the CEO has suggested scrapping may be more practical than repair, a signal that recalibrates the risk profile of the entire Strait of Hormuz corridor for global insurers and shippers. In a quieter diplomatic development, the United States dropped its demand that Hamas disarm as a precondition for Gaza rebuilding discussions, a substantial policy shift that may reflect recognition that the sequencing was blocking any progress, but one that will draw sharp criticism from Israeli hardliners. Iran, separately, offered Europe air conditioners through its embassy in Turkey if sanctions are lifted, a tactically timed gesture exploiting a historic continental heatwave. Sanctions relief is unlikely to follow, but the offer keeps European public pressure on their governments as a live variable in Tehran's diplomatic calculus.